that's different? Is there any different preparation in any way?
I don't know if anything's different. I mean, obviously, we've had to play some pretty good games to get us to this point. But hey, we got a good football team, and I think we're getting better every time we take the field. And we were on top of our game today. We played a nice, patient football game, and we're able to kind of break through there in the second half.
Joe, how much did you appreciate the play calling, you know, like the third one going for the end zone, going for a fourth and one, going for that Gilmore touchdown right after the turn, going for it right away?
Well, I mean, on that Crockett touchdown, you don't necessarily know it's going to happen like that, but our game plan was to come in here and go for it on fourth down. I mean, we were working on plays going for it, you know, anywhere on the field. We really wanted to come in here and do that and give ourselves a chance to keep ourselves on the field. It didn't necessarily, not a ton of situations came up. You know, we had the one QB sneak that I got, and then, like you said, we threw one to Tour in the back of the end zone on the third and short to take a shot there. And, you know, we had points with Tucker, and I thought they were good calls. I was excited about it.
How important, though, is it to have that aggressive mindset in games like that?
Oh, it's always important, man. You got to play these games to win. You can't play to, you know, not lose. You have to go out there and you have to let everything go, and you can't worry about the outcome. These games are all extra, and we're fighting for one big prize. And you have to do the things that are going to get you to that point, and that's playing aggressive football and not having a conscience, really.
Kind of a different game than you thought all week with the rain, the slop.
Yeah.
Just kind of all went away. How much of the game kind of sort of prepared for that? Was there an A and a B?
No, not really. We would have adjusted on the fly. If, you know, it would have been up to me to tell Gary, hey, I don't know about these conditions, but I probably wouldn't have done that. So I don't know how much would have changed until we saw what was going on. But it ended up being an awesome night. It was warmer than it was here last time we played here, and you know, no precipitation at all. So it was actually really nice.
You talk about, take us through the touchdown pass to Torrey Smith.
Yeah, I was actually looking for Owen on the right side. They just played some coverage there. They had two guys on him, but I thought he might still be able to, you know, post up on the goal line and me be able to sneak one in there. And then I felt a guy kind of brush his hands over my back, and I just escaped left and just happened to see Torrey kind of put his hand out in the back of the end zone and just gave him a ball. We had a pretty similar opportunity a little bit earlier in the game with Marlon sitting in the back of the end zone, and the guy just barely got his fingertip on it. But just happened to be one of those things that worked out.
It's special beating these guys for the
first time. Yeah, I mean, you know, my first year we came up here and didn't play a very good football game. Whenever that next time we played them was, we played a pretty good first half and then came out and just didn't react very well to it. So it's always good to come up here and play a good football game because it's an awesome place to play. It's a tough place to play. The main reason for that is because these guys are a good football team. And then you have the fans on top of that who are very passionate and love it. So it's a great place to play, a tough place to play, and it's awesome to come in here and get a victory.
The third down pass to Owen Daniels, it was third and 13. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I was, you know, he was kind of running like a little seam route across the field, and he saw 94 come and broke his route off, and I was going to be looking to hit him in a little window at some point anyway. I thought he might be my best shot, and he broke it off, and I just decided to give it to him. And I think because Marlon kind of ended up running his crossing route so deep, we ended up getting a little pick there after he caught the ball, and he was able to get the edge. And just one of those things that, you know, in the middle of a game when bodies are flying and you got to make tackles and all that, it worked out for us.